I'm Alan.
And I'm Ada. Welcome to the AI Papers podcast from Pocket Pod.
Today, we're diving into some cutting-edge research that's pushing the boundaries of artificial intelligence, from enhancing text-to-image diffusion models with ControlNet++
to exploring multimodal agent interactions in real computer environments with OS World, and pushing language model efficiency with Rho 1.
We'll also discuss JetMOE 8B's advancements in cost-effective, high-performing large language models and delve into achieving better efficiency in open vocabulary segmentation.
It's an exciting mix of breakthroughs that highlight the vast potential and interdisciplinary nature of AI research today.
Absolutely, Ada. It's fascinating to see how these developments could shape the future of technology and our interaction with it. Now, let's get into the details.
This podcast is brought to you by Pocket Pod, the only place to get podcasts made just for you. Imagine getting a daily news podcast that greets you by name, tells you your weather, and an overview of your day, and then stories you actually care about. Head over to pocketpod.app to sign up today.
Today we're diving into the paper on ControlNet++, a fascinating leap forward in making text-to-image AI models more controllable. The crux here is improving how these models adhere to specific image conditions we want them to generate, something existing methods like ControlNet have struggled with.
Right, Alan. ControlNet++ tackles this by honing in on pixel-level cycle consistency. Think of it as a way to ensure the images generated closely match the conditions set by users, like a detailed blueprint being followed more accurately during construction.
Exactly, Ada. They've introduced an innovative technique that uses a pre-trained model to assess if the generated images meet the set conditions and then tweaks these images based on how well they align. Traditional methods would need to generate many samples and compare each, which is like shooting in the dark and hoping you hit the target.
And that approach had its downsides, high time and memory costs. But ControlNet++ streamlines this by adding noise to input images instead of starting from scratch every time. It's akin to adjusting an existing painting rather than creating a new one from a blank canvas every attempt.
The results speak volumes. Improvements across the board in matching images to conditions, segmentation masks, line art edges, depth conditions, you name it. We're talking about boosts in accuracy up to 7.9% for MyOU, 13.4% for SSM, and 7.6% RMSE.
This means not only sharper images, but ones that better match what creators are envisioning right from the start. For industries relying on precise visual outputs, from gaming to virtual reality, ControlNet++ could spell more creative freedom with less frustration.
Indeed, Ada. By making AI models understand our instructions more accurately, we're one step closer to truly collaborative human AI creation processes where what you imagine can be exactly what you get. Today, we're diving into a fascinating piece of research titled OS World, a scalable, real computer environment for multimodal agents. At its core, this work introduces OS World, a groundbreaking environment that's setting new standards for how autonomous agents can interact with computers. Imagine having an AI that can navigate your computer just like a human, performing tasks across different operating systems like Ubuntu, Windows, and macOS without constant supervision.
That sounds like a big leap from the current state of AI assistance. Most of the existing benchmarks for evaluating these agents are either too narrow or not interactive enough. They don't capture the complexity of real-world computer use. But with OS World, researchers have created a benchmark that includes 369 computer tasks involving real web and desktop applications. It's like they've built a playground for AI to learn and get tested on practical, everyday computer tasks.
Exactly. What sets OS World apart is not just its wide range of tasks, but also how it evaluates AI performance. Each task comes from actual use cases and includes specific setup configurations along with custom scripts for execution-based evaluation. This means we can accurately measure how well an AI understands and performs tasks by simulating real-world conditions.
However, there's a catch. When testing state-of-the-art language, model-based agents on this platform, results showed that while humans could complete over 72.36% of these tasks successfully, the best-performing models managed only about 12.24% success rate.
And that gap highlights the challenge in developing AI agents that can truly understand and execute complex computer tasks involving graphical user interfaces and operational knowledge. The findings from OS World offer invaluable insights into where current models fall short and open up avenues for future research in creating more capable multimodal generalist agents.
The implications here are pretty significant. Imagine having an AI assistant that can handle a broad spectrum of computer-based work seamlessly. Everything from file management across operating systems to complex workflows involving multiple apps.
Absolutely. And the best part? The researchers have made OS World publicly available along with their code, baseline models, and data. This move could spur developments in AI assistants, making them more helpful in real-world settings sooner than we might think. Today, we're diving into a fascinating piece of research that turns a common practice in AI on its head. The study introduces RO1, a language model that challenges the traditional method of pre-training on every single token in a corpus. Instead, RO1 uses what's called selective language modeling, or SLM.
That's right, Alan. Traditional language models learn by predicting the next token in a sequence for the entire corpus they're trained on. But the researchers behind RO1 asked a critical question. Are all tokens equally important for training? Their analysis showed distinct patterns in how different tokens contribute to learning.
Exactly. By scoring pre-training tokens with a reference model and focusing on those with higher excess loss, RO1 essentially concentrates its learning efforts on what matters most. This isn't just about being choosy, it's about being smart with what to learn from.
And the results speak volumes. When tested on mathematical tasks using the Open Web Math corpus, RO1 achieved up to 30% improvements in few-shot accuracy. Even more impressive, after fine-tuning, it matched state-of-the-art results on the math dataset with significantly fewer pre-training tokens.
Right, Ada. And let's not overlook its performance beyond math tasks. Pre-trained on 80 billion general tokens, RO1 boosted average performance across 15 diverse tasks by 6.8%. This isn't just about efficiency, it's about setting new benchmarks for what AI can achieve with focused learning.
It's clear that RO1's approach could redefine how we train language models moving forward. By prioritizing learning material based on its usefulness, we're looking at potentially faster and more effective AI development across various fields.
And beyond saving time and computational resources, this method could lead to models that understand and interact with human language in more nuanced and effective ways. It's an exciting step forward in making AI more adaptable and efficient. The JETMO E8B has entered the chat, and it's shaking things up in the world of large language models, or LLMs. Developed on a shoestring budget of less than $100,000, JETMO E8B leverages 1.25 trillion tokens from mixed open-source corpora and 30,000 H100 GPU hours. What's remarkable here is not just the cost efficiency, but its performance, outpacing models like Llama 2 7B, and even its chat variant surpassing Llama 2 13B chat.
Right, Alan. The secret sauce behind JETMO E8B's efficiency is its sparsely gated mixture of experts architecture. This setup includes both attention and feed-forward experts, but here's the kicker. It activates only a fraction of its 8 billion parameters for each input token. Specifically, it activates just 2 billion parameters, slashing inference computation by roughly 70% compared to models like Llama 2 7B. This approach doesn't just save on computation. It makes JETMO E8B an eco-friendlier choice.
And there's an added bonus for the research community. Everything about JETMO E8B is open source and academia friendly. From the training code to the data mixtures used, it's all out there for anyone interested in developing efficient and accessible LLMs. This model isn't just a technological leap. It's a nudge towards more collaborative efforts in AI research.
Indeed, by making the model weights publicly available, JETMO E8B invites researchers worldwide to explore this cost-effective approach to AI development. It underscores an important message. Creating powerful AI doesn't have to break the bank or remain cloistered within big tech companies' R&D departments.
Today, we're diving into a fascinating piece of research that tackles the efficiency of open vocabulary segmentation, or OVS, in vision language models. The paper, centering around making OVS more practical for real-world applications, introduces an approach to reduce the computational demands typically associated with these models.
Right, Alan. The crux of their work is addressing two major hurdles: the large size of foundational models and the high costs tied to fine-tuning them. It's a big deal because while OVS shows a lot of promise in understanding and segmenting images with natural language queries, Its heavy resource requirements limit its adoption.
Exactly. What stands out here is their strategy to bypass these issues not by reinventing the wheel, but by refining it. They've managed to utilize smaller models that are not just lighter on resources, but also avoid the need for costly retraining across different scenarios. This means they can achieve comparable or even superior segmentation accuracy without the hefty computational price tag.
And that's significant. By making their methods transferable and efficient across various frameworks without losing performance, they're essentially opening up new avenues for applying OVS in more practical settings. Think about applications like real-time image analysis or mobile devices where computing power is limited.
Absolutely, Ada. Moreover, their comprehensive experiments across diverse benchmarks show this isn't just theoretical, it works. And for anyone wanting to dive deeper or even build on their work, they've made their code available online.
It's a leap towards making advanced vision language processing accessible and affordable, showing that smarter doesn't always have to mean bigger or more expensive.
And that was the AI Papers podcast for Friday, April 12th, 2024. Thanks for listening, and we will see you tomorrow.